This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Today's the day. President Biden meets with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Leader Chuck Schumer, and Leader Mitch McConnell at the White House in the Oval Office. The meeting will take place at 4 p.m. Eastern. House Republicans have approved a budget that will slightly raise the national debt. That is 20% higher than America's income, per the Speaker. Biden disapproves the funding because it would put a cap on what the White House could spend moving forward. The expected expiration of Title 42 Thursday will have a negative impact on the U.S. economy. So says former Secretary of Labor Alex Acosta. He was on Newsmax last night.
I'm a believer that we do need immigration, and we need legal immigration that increases our labor force, that grows our economy. But illegal immigration just puts a strain on the economy because you're not bringing in workers. You're bringing in people that are going to take money and resources.
The House Oversight Committee on their website is reporting President Biden and the Biden family's foreign business schemes, raking in millions of dollars for the Biden family, will be exposed today, as Chairman Comer plans to release bank statements and documents to support the claim. Comer on Fox News.
In form so people can actually see the bank statements and the bank wires and get an idea of the dollar amount that we're talking about. That's another thing that's never been reported. We've already disclosed $1.3 million from China that was wired directly into three or four Biden family members' names. That number is going to be a whole lot higher. Hmm.
NASA has confirmed a 650-foot asteroid will closely approach Earth at 51,000 miles per hour. It's twice the size of the Statue of Liberty. The large space rock is called 2023 CL3. The asteroid is expected to pass Earth on May 24th at a distance just under 4.5 million miles away. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The White House claims the time is now when it comes to doing something about gun violence in America.
The White House is urging Congress to act in the wake of this weekend's mass shooting in Texas.
When we have 200 mass shootings in less than 130 days, more than one a day, this is a crisis. Congress must do something about it.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre criticized Republicans in Congress for refusing to take up gun control legislation, including an assault weapons ban. I'm John Schaefer.
Joe Capp, a quarterback who led the Minnesota Vikings to the Super Bowl in 1970 and once threw seven touchdowns in a game, has died at the age of 85. Capp had battled Alzheimer's disease, according to Yahoo Sports. Capp remains the only quarterback to play in the Super Bowl, Rose Bowl, and the Canadian Football League's Grey Cup. At least 13 people reportedly killed as Israeli targets three leaders of the Iranian-backed group Islamic Jihad. Residents near Gaza were told to stay near shelters and schools will be closed.
Explosions ripped through Gaza early this morning as the Israeli Air Force assassinated three senior members of the Islamic Jihad terror group. The bombings lasted about 2 hours. And the bombings came days after the Islamic Jihad fired 104 rockets toward Israel in response to the death of an alleged senior member of the group who had been on a hunger strike in an Israeli prison. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. We've got Marianne Mendoza back with us, an angel mom to tell her story, especially after what happened in Texas. She is sponsoring an illegal immigration bill, and she's here to tell us more about it. Marianne Mendoza, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Marianne, I know every time, because sometimes, you know, people hear about angel moms, but your stories are personal. And this, the whole involvement of what you've done since the death of your son, which, we hear too often. In every state of the union, we have had an American citizen killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant. And the pain and suffering that parents and loved ones endure goes on. There's really no remedy other than for you. There's hope that all the hard effort that you put into it will keep another family from not having to go through what you've endured, right?
Right. And that's been our goal all along, ever since President Trump had gotten a hold of us, particularly me in 2015 during his campaign. We were excited that we had a presidential candidate who was interested in bringing this information that we had been trying to talk about to the American public. So we felt very supported. And, you know, for a few years, we felt like our words were being heeded. However, it's very easy for somebody to hear a story like that and, you know, think, oh, that's terrible, that poor family. And then, you know, the next thought in their mind is, what's for dinner?
Exactly.
It's hitting way too close to home for very, very, many people. And we've really got to start becoming vigilant in our fight, especially with our legislators. So,
Well, here, when something like this happens, you think, wow, it's so commonsensical that the media should be reporting on this. Everybody should be up in arms. But like you said, the attention span of the public is measured in seconds these days. We move on, and it's almost like our hearts have gotten a bit calloused, and it's tragic, because then what happens when it happens to them, and then they think, well, what is it? And then, as you mentioned, Marianne, that thank God Donald Trump came on the scene and became a voice, and it had a place in the conversation, but yet, sadly, since his departure, that has gone away, and we have an administration that is hell-bent on leaving the borders open, We have 6-7 million people who have come into the country since he's become president of the United States, and he wants to tell everybody that, oh, no, the border is well secure. It's all being taken care of. No, it's not. We know better. We see what's happening, especially when we're on the eve of Title 42 going away, and we see the reports and we see the video footage of hundreds of thousands of migrants getting ready. And this is just the southern border. What's happening up in the north, what's coming in from other areas around the world, you know, via airplane coming into our country, right?
100%. And I'd like to remind people, these are unvetted people coming from anywhere and everywhere around our world. And I get so upset when, you know, these shootings happen. And I hate to sound callous or anything other than my true intent is, it feels like it's almost contrived to take your attention away from what's about to happen to you and your community. And then they start screaming about gun control when we have an administration who's letting 5 million plus people come into our country unvetted. We don't know their criminal record. We don't know their intent for coming here. And criminals will obtain guns no matter what the law is. And so exactly. You've got an administration who's allowing an invasion of our country of people we don't even know who they are. And then they want to unarm us. And you've got these kooks out there who are fighting for this, thinking our government's going to protect us. Are you insane? Have you been down to the border? Do you see what they're doing to you now? And you know, we're all responsible as a taxpayer for over $200,000 a year in taxes to support this invasion and support these people, which the amount that we're responsible for is only going to get bigger as this continues. Oh,
without a doubt. Going back to the breakdown and almost the flat out just ignoring the vetting of these individuals who come in, Marianne, you know that they're attached to the cartels. I mean, even Mayorkas didn't even understand what the bracelet coding system was all about. Each one of these people coming across, and most of them, keep in mind, are, you know, they're young men. They're coming in without families. This is a lot of energy and, and questions coming in across the border of people that we don't know. But yet we do know this is the cartels have had quite a field day. Last year, I think it was reported something like $13 billion in profit, you know, in trafficking humans and drugs, the whole cartel operation. And then we're realizing too, Marianne, is that the infrastructure of the cartels goes deep into the United States. I think all but maybe 8 states do not have a cartel operation operating within their boundaries, which is amazing because most people think in terms of cartels as an organization that's just south of the border. But no, I mean, their infrastructure goes well into the United States, and this is why every state has become a border state, so to speak, has it not?
Oh, 100%. And we knew, you know, as angel families, we knew this was going to start happening on a large-scale basis when we started realizing, hey, we're not only people from Arizona and Texas now. We've got, you know, victims' families up in Maryland. We've got victims' families down in Florida, in Iowa, in Missouri, in, you know, every state that you talk about, we can find a victim there for sure.
Right.
Are they willing to speak out about it? Probably not, because, you know, you'll be labeled a racist and you know, whatever other nasty label they want to put on you. But the cold facts are, you know, illegals aren't a race. They are a group of people from all over the world who are illegally present in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have a right to know who our government is allowing to come in and integrate into our communities. In fact, they are busing them into our communities and settling them into our communities. And we are living in the darkness of, you know, not knowing who our neighbor is going to be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is reality, folks. And we need to stand up and put a stop to what this administration is allowing.
Exactly. Well, and you got to understand, you have a situation where this illegal, he was 5 times deported, okay? And so this is just one story. how many other multiple deported illegals are within our country. They could care about our laws. They could care about respecting our citizenry. And if they do get in trouble, and if they happen to commit a felony, they can scramble across the border and avoid any kind of judicial process, right?
Yes, and that's very common. I mean, we talked about this during 2015 and 16, the mm-hmm. amount of angel families that you have where the perpetrator, the illegal criminal, had been deported multiple times.
Exactly. Marianne, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up. More on the other side. More from Marianne after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Recent reports reveal that the Taliban could be funneling American money into their own pockets, further funding their devastating campaign against the country's Christians. However, we are still working in the region, using powerful radio broadcasts to share the gospel with those who are in desperate need of hope. In an area of such extreme persecution, radio may be the only way for many people to learn about the saving love of Christ. The Tide Ministry radio show, Window of Love, is continuing to reach the lost in Afghanistan and the surrounding region. Join us in praying that many Pashto and Dari-speaking people will be drawn to Jesus through these culturally relevant gospel presentations in their own language. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people who may have very limited access to the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Angel Mom founder Marianne Mendoza continues. Marianne, before the break, we were talking about these illegals who commit crimes. They go back to the border, they cross the border, and they're in a safe zone for a while, and then they manage the way, you know, manage ways back across the border once again. But yet we're to believe, if we, you know, we listen to what Secretary Mayorkas says, is that it's all under control, right?
Well, it's a secure border, so, you know, how do you have a five-time deported illegal criminal killing five or six people? You know, Mayorkas is a treasonous liar, and he sits in front of Congress in the Senate in the hearings and answers their question and has a canned response to everything. He's a liar. You know, during the Obama administration, he was over at USCIS. He knows the inner workings of things. He was Deputy Secretary at DHS under Obama. He knows how this whole thing works. And, you know, when he came into being and Trump had created the hotline for angel families that we were able to call into ICE and find out exactly where the illegal criminal was in our justice system, to keep track of what was happening, to make sure that they were deported after they had served their sentence. And, you know, Mayorkas cut that off and turned that into a hotline for illegals to call in and say, hi, I've just arrived in the United States. I was trafficked. Okay, here's the number to USCIS. Call them, and they call USCIS, and they get a work permit. Mm-hmm. I have delved into this. I have talked all the way down the chain to the, all the way up the chain to the top dog at USCIS, and this is what is happening. Everybody's getting a work permit. Mm-hmm. They are lying to us. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows the answer to every question is the border secure? No. Is the border secure? Mm-hmm. No. That's how he should be answering if he was a upright person who took an oath for the job that he has. He's a creep. He's a liar, and he needs to be impeached.
I would agree with you, and I think more and more people are coming to that conclusion, because you cannot ignore the obvious or the evidence that's happening. Meanwhile, you have crime amongst this illegal element, you know, coming and going. I mean, first of all, look at what's happening at the border. We've got an increased number of fentanyl and drugs being shipped into the country that originates out of China. I mean, what's up with this? And of course, it helps cartels because they make a lot of money off it. We got human trafficking taking place. Young girls, young boys. I mean, now it's no holds barred, Marianne. It's just disgusting what is being done. I mean, here we are, supposedly a land of the free, home of the brave, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and we are participating in all this just, you know, disgusting abuse of humanity. Whether it's human trafficking, you know, sex trafficking, just go right on down the list, because anything that's associated with the cartels, it's not like they're coming here to build better schools or to help, you know, combat cancer or anything like that, right?
No, and we've got an administration that is forcing every one of us as American taxpayers to participate in the scheme that they have, to participate in this. And, you know, we're watching right now in California as this reparation stuff is going on. What do you think is going to happen in the future when you've got a state doing something like that? All of these people are going to come here and they're going to get smart. And then what are they going to blame all of us for in the future? You know, we stood by and watched this all happen to them. It's disgusting. You know, when you've got a whistleblower from speaking before Congress talking about the fact that these young children are working in slaughterhouses, you know, at the overnight shift, and what they're doing to these children, handing them over to people they don't even know. And, you know, what is wrong with these people? And you know, when you mentioned that Mayorkas doesn't even know what the wristband, all that information was, he knows darn well what it's about, because if he admitted that he did, that would mean that he knew that the border was out of control and it was wide open. So he always wants to say no to everything. But it's sad to me to think that these children and these women are an afterthought. They're collateral damage, just like every one of our family members who were killed by an illegal criminal is. And our politicians don't care about it. They could have handled immigration reform many, many years ago, but it's a favorite topic to go to during an election year. And I'm sick of them kicking this can down the road. Something needs to happen, but we need to have members in our legislation who have a backbone to get rid of people and force people like Mayorkas out of his job.
You know, Marianne, we talk about Mayorkas, and we talk about the infrastructure of the cartels. There is an infrastructure. There is a systemic process that has been established in our country that promotes this kind of behavior. People need to understand this. This is why it continues. From Mayorkas to the Biden administration, the Democratic Party, you can throw in the Chamber of Commerce, you can throw in NGOs who are part and parcel, and these attorneys that argue to support this kind of illegal activity.
100%. And it's just become acceptable. It's just, oh, okay, you know, oh, Catholic Charities, you know, they're down there helping these people. No, they're participating in human trafficking themselves, unfortunately. The United Nations, you know, Ben Berkman does very, very incredible work down there. And, I mean, it went through the Darien Gap and showed us what's happening. This climate change and these activists that are out there, are you not seeing the video footage that he's showing how they're trashing the jungles and the garbage left everywhere along the borders in Texas, all along the Rio Grande banks and all through the desert in Arizona? You know, they are ruining our country and ruining crops. You know, down in Yuma, we've got ranchers down there, farmers, who when these people come through their fields, the whole crop is destroyed because of human contamination. You know, they go through the fields and they use the bathroom and complete crops are ruined. It is affecting every aspect of our life.
Exactly. Well, you see, and this is the other thing, too. And you and I talked about this a couple of years ago. The thing that's being underreported, and this is a country that's just come out of COVID, right? I mean, we're still living under some of the emergency use authorization of COVID, but you would think that there would be a higher level of sensitivity. This is why Title 42 came into play. But yet they're so casual about it and not even considering the kind of diseases that are being reintroduced in America, right?
100%. You know, things that have been eradicated and it's, you know, they talk about we're a land of immigrants. Yes, we are. But, you know, it was done in a proper way to where you not only had a medical screening, but your intent to come here and, you know, show that you were going to have a job and learn our language and pledge allegiance to our country. These people are being let in here without any of that being taken into consideration. And then on top of it, you know, how many have been arrested or by Border Patrol that are on our terrorist watch list?
Exactly.
We don't know the intent of these people. We don't know how they're gathering and what they're planning. And it's scary to think that we have an administration that thinks this way and that we have actually any amount of Americans that are so blinded that they support an administration like this.
Exactly.
Who is ruining the sovereignty of our country, taking it away and making us sub-citizens in our own country.
Yeah, without a doubt. Marianne, you are sponsoring this bill and supporting this illegal immigration bill. We've got about a minute and a half left. Tell our audience where we are with this.
Actually, it's Angel Mom and Florida State Representative Kyam Michael. And she worked very hard with Governor DeSantis' office. She's a freshman this year down there and brought HB 1617 forward. And it just got passed with flying colors. Governor DeSantis will be signing this into law. It requires E-Verify from all employers in Florida. Anybody who is caught transporting illegals over the state line will be prosecuted. And it will be a crime, which includes these NGOs, even if they have a federal contract. So Catholic Charities, if they're going to take a bus across knowingly transporting illegals, then they will have criminal charges brought against them. And many, many other things that is in the bill, people really need to look it up, HB 1617. I'm so proud of her. She kept her promise to her constituents and followed through. Her son, Brandon Michael, was killed down in Florida by an illegal. His birthday would have been Saturday. And, you know, they miss him very, very much. He's been fighting for many years and very proud of her.
Marianne Mendoza, founder of Angel Families. If you need to contact Angel Families, you can do so at angelfamilies@yahoo.com.
Thank you.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingaroner. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Do you have heart failure and often hear...
Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. Today's the day. President Biden meets with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Leader Chuck Schumer, and Leader Mitch McConnell at the White House in the Oval Office. The meeting will take place at 4 p.m. Eastern. House Republicans have approved a budget that will slightly raise the national debt. That is 20% higher than America's income, per the Speaker. Biden disapproves the funding because it would put a cap on what the White House could spend moving forward. The expected expiration of Title 42 Thursday will have a negative impact on the U.S. economy. So says former Secretary of Labor Alex Acosta. He was on Newsmax last night.
I'm a believer that we do need immigration, and we need legal immigration that increases our labor force, that grows our economy. But illegal immigration just puts a strain on the economy because you're not bringing in workers. You're bringing in people that are going to take money and resources from those who are working.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for Al Parada. Yes, the one and only managing editor of Stream.org. Mr. Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good on this day. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. All of a sudden, I got a hankering for PB&J. I mean, in the name of in celebrating Joe Biden. I mean, hey, of all the things to be fussing over him about, I mean, let's fuss over what he's eating, right?
Yeah, but it's amazing, given all the scandals that are breaking out, real legitimate scandals, real legitimate troubles, that's what they're concerned about.
Yeah, let's waste ink on whether or not he's eating healthy, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, he's 80 years old. He should be able to eat what he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's interesting. The thing that's interesting is they want him eating healthy, not so that he lives longer and has a healthier life, but that he'll be ready for the campaign. Ready for the campaign. That's how much these people want power. They want to deny this 80-year-old guy peanut butter and jelly, pizza, ice cream, so they can stay in power.
Boy, this is just another form of elder abuse. You and I talked about this when he was running. It was like, wait a minute. I mean, he was feeble then, and 2.5 years later, he's not getting any healthier here. PBJ, you know, excluded.
Yeah, and it's clear. It is obvious. I mean, he can't do a public appearance without something going wrong. And that is scary. And again, it is elder abuse. I don't know. I mean, at some point, why aren't people calling the D.C., you know, elder abuse hotline or whatever they have in D.C.? Because it's very clear he's not capable.
Well, he didn't even go to the coronation of King Charles. And the media have just, you know, passed that by like nothing. Okay, we got Jill, we got the granddaughter there, all is well. Not to worry here. I don't think Joe Biden could have sat for 3 hours during the coronation.
Yeah.
Without some sort of life support.
Yeah. I mean, what they'll say, and this is what they say, is that presidents tended not to go to these things. But when was the last time they had one?
Yeah, 75 years ago.
When they started international flight.
Right. But,
you know, I mean, you know, you couldn't have presidents taking boats, you know, taking the Queen Mary across the ocean to a coronation all the time. So
right.
The idea that there's, you know, using that precedent of, well, presidents don't go to these things. Well, you know, I haven't had one in 70 years. It was a totally revolutionized air travel since then.
Yeah. With your number one ally? You would ignore that. I don't know. Just I think there's more to that story. But of course, don't expect to get anything, you know, from the mainstream media.
Yeah. Well, here's what's amazing. What they said, the story was a few months ago, was that he couldn't do. He wasn't up for doing two trips to Europe within a short period of time. Just remember, he went to Ireland. But
yes.
He already forgot the Ireland trip. When he was asked,
a young kid had to remind him. Yeah,
yeah. So it's a mess. We laugh, but it's a serious thing when you're talking about the leader of the free world, the guy with his hand on the nuclear button, and all this, that, and the other thing, as well as a human being. You know, as a man of a certain age, you know, you have to have compassion of what this guy's being put through. This is the hardest job in the world. You know. Pretty much everybody who does that job, except for Trump, aged tremendously when they did it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, even Barack Obama, I mean, he went in and, you know, by the time he left, he was salt and pepper, you know, on top of his head. So, unbelievable.
It's a very, very, very stressful job.
Yeah.
Because, they used to say, like, nothing comes to the president's desk unless it's difficult, because if it was easy, it would have already been solved.
That's right, yes. Well, and the thing is he's hardly at his desk anyway. So I don't know. I mean, he's got everything shut down. I don't know, what is he averaging? You know, 4.5 hours a day and a minimal amount of time in the Oval Office anyway. And in fact, he thinks it's in the Capitol building. I think what he mentioned the other day was, you know, again, another embarrassing faux pas. But, you know, and you watch that MSNBC interview and they were talking, you know, I mean, talk about a really soft, easy interview. This was the interview that he told everybody. He told the press he was going to meet, you know, he was going to have a conference on Friday. And, of course, he misspoke and misunderstood that he got it confused with the interview that he was doing with MSNBC. And, you know, the questions, you know, the host was asking, were appropriate, you know, about his age. And of course, when it got to asking about Hunter Biden, then you got a staff member twice. They interrupt the interview. I mean, have you ever heard of that happening?
No. And I can't. And most presidents, if somebody, some aide intervened with them in an interview.
Off with their heads.
It wasn't hell to pay. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, but obviously, you know, they were, and up until then, I mean, they were just pretty, you know, kind of softball questions asking about, you know, his age and if he could do it and, you know, why should people trust him? And he says because of, you know, the wisdom, because of his wisdom and honor. I'm going, whoa, what wisdom, what honor? I mean, help me out here. 50 years of supposed service to the country, you know, I'll give him that. But what's outstanding? What can you come away with? Say, man, I'm sure glad Joe Biden was there. You know,
yeah. Well, if you're a bank, a financial company or banking company back in the day, you're happy he was there because he was your guy.
Yeah,
Delaware's founder. He was your boy up there. So
right.
You know, you were glad for him. If you're
a union, Yeah, your union guy, you're glad. And then all these people right now, these donors, these Democratic donors that got tattooed, you know, for the last cycle with Hillary Clinton when Trump won, which really galled them, you know, but it left the Democratic Party, you know, holding the bag, so to speak. And they had a lot to make up for. And this is why they've just been shoveling money out of the Treasury. You know, forget about any kind of impact that it has on inflation and cost of living. They've got donors to pay off. They've got, you know, because they bought all these votes and they're beholden to that donor class, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And but we're not supposed to know that, right?
No. It's all fair. It's all free and fair. And money doesn't do anything in politics. And we had a story on the stream. I hope people check it out. It was really good. From Joe Ippoletto. Mm-hmm. That talked about the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which is 85 years old, that film.
Right.
But it is just like today, just the graft and the media manipulation, the whole thing. Capitalism. Obviously, that stuff was going on back in the 30s, but today it reads almost like prophetic, you know?
Well, see, all that stuff that was happening in the 30s and even before, it was all being set up, Al, to your point, to where there wouldn't have to be a debate, that there was an infrastructure for all that's going on right now. This has been a work of the decades, to have democratic control, to have a one-party influence, and somehow the American people got duped into this and surrendered their liberties and surrendered all their rights as enumerated in the U.S. Constitution. It's like, why do we even have a constitution? We shouldn't even bother.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's part of the plan. You trash the Constitution. You trash the founding. America's not that special. America's evil. And you just pump this into people, this poison into people's heads. There's a, if you haven't seen it yet, there's a video that just popped up from Natalie, she's an actress. She was a big liberal actress, not just a famous actress, she's a typical actress in Hollywood, struggling with buying into all the whole left thing until 2020. And she laid out how she walked away. She's brainwashed.
Right.
People were afraid to speak out.
Yeah. But that seems to be typical. Now, look at how many people are leaving the Democratic Party. I mean, you've got a senator, Kyrsten Sinema, says, I can no longer stand with the Democratic Party. I'm declaring myself as an independent. And this will probably save her and allow her to get reelected because, you know, her state is getting pummeled by these Democratic policies, right? How do you defend them? And then, of course, you know, Manchin really got himself in trouble. He sold his soul, and for what? He got bupkis in return. We've got more from Al Parada. Stay with us.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, we're back with you. We're talking with the managing editor of Stream.org, the one and only Al Parada. You know, Al, you mentioned, you know, these celebrities that have supported Joe Biden, even, you know, with his current rankings, approval rating down to 36. I mean, you're talking, you know, he's right in the zip code of Jimmy Carter of low approval ratings. But it's amazing to me how, you know, people like Jay Leno and Mark Cuban, Springsteen, Jon Stewart, these others that talk, you know, so highly about, you know, protecting the female gender class at one time, and then, you know, it seems the big dividing issue, just as it is for people on the right, it's all about abortion. You know, the left believes in death. They believe in killing babies even post-delivery, post-failed abortion. And the right says, let's find a way to save babies. I mean, let's find a way, whether it's adoption or some other way other than abortion. Because abortion, though they said back in the early 70s when we were first talking about it, the Supreme Court came up with this decision that became law, which should never have been based on a decision. We've murdered over 63 million babies and counting, and that's just through the, I guess, the normal abortion process, if you want to say normal. That's not counting these mail-in abortion abortifacient pills that are being sent out mail order, and you know, not necessarily you know, along with that line of being safe and rare. The reason that you had such a response to the reversal of Roe v. Wade is because you've had women who've been experiencing abortion for 50 years and can declare by experience it's not so rare, not so safe, right?
Yeah. And they're handing out that stuff like Pez candy.
Exactly. Well, they tell the women, oh, it's just like taking, you know, a Tylenol or, you know, taking any other pill, right? Well, I didn't know about a Tylenol, you know, causing your insides to be turned inside out and all of a sudden for you to be, you know, spitting out a fetus in your toilet.
Yeah. I mean, it's grotesque. And like you said, it is a culture of death. And in a when they talk about the celebration, you know, celebrate your abortion, shout for abortion, when it gets turned into a ritual, I've seen videos on YouTube where they're teaching, you know, people, obviously appealing to younger women, you know, about, you know, having a ritual and setting up an altar and doing this and that. It's grotesque. It's connected. The abortion connected to the mutation, mutilation of children so they can't have children later on. The gender affirming care, we say in quotes, it's connected to death. It's connected to the destruction of the next generation.
And it's interesting how it ties to the money. Follow the money. You know, look at all the money they've made in 50 years off of abortion. And now with these transgender reassignment surgeries, I mean, the open to play is about $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you've got annual costs that continue, you know, till death do you part. Because you've got hormones, you got all kinds of chemicals that you got to pour into your body to offset this conflict that you have in your body. You're wired to be a girl, you know, naturally by God, and now you're rewired by man in a very crude way to be a male. Well, Al, I got enough conflicts right now with my own male mentality, much less having to deal with that one, huh?
Yeah, and it's based on so many lies. And at the fundamental level of you're teaching kids to hate themselves, to hate the body that they've been given. I've spent decades trying to go the other direction and teach people, especially young girls, to treasure who they are, what they look like, what they've been given. You know, it's just a madness. And the fact that there's not that many old school feminists who are stepping up and saying, wait a minute.
Well, that's amazing, too, huh? How many old, where's the old school feminists on all this? I mean, are they just like in a corner in the fetal position? They've just been shut down? I mean, it's been overtaken. I mean, unbelievable. But this is all brought to you by the Democratic Party. Again, you know, all these people that are supporting and, you know, you still see, you know, polling and 40% of the country is just, you know, they're going to vote Democratic, you know, regardless. And you go, whoa, don't you know what your party stands for? I mean, look at all the graft. Look at the death and abortion. Look at the corruption that's going on. I mean, the Biden family is on the brink of being found out. Found out things that we've known about for years that, you know, just a minor iota of any kind of smell that could be attached to Donald Trump. These guys were going nuts. They were impeaching. They were, you know, invalidating people left and right. But Joe Biden, I mean, forget the evidence, right?
Yeah, and that how frustrating is that? I mean, again, you're talking about Trump being impeached over his call to Ukraine. The article I had up yesterday about the fact that the DOJ was told by a former prosecutor in 2018 that the top investigator in Ukraine had witnesses that Joe Biden personally benefited from the money that was going through Burisma.
Right.
From Burisma. They knew this in 2018. Did you hear a thing about that during the impeachment? The DOJ come forward and say, hey, we had every reason to be curious about what the Bidens are up to in Ukraine because we have the top legal investigator over there and not the one that Biden got fired a couple of years before that. His successor was saying, hey, we have evidence that Biden benefited personally.
And then you ignore Biden's video from his own lips talking about withholding $1 billion, using the people's money to protect his interests and his son's interests to continue the promotion of his graft and corruption. See, and this is all brought to you by the Democratic Party because it's not just Barack Obama. Keep in mind, you got Hillary Clinton doing her thing, John Kerry doing her thing. And oh, yeah, who was the president at the time? The golden child, Barack Obama, which is amazing. How does all this happen in his administration and his beak not getting wet?
It's amazing. Teflon. It's amazing. I mean, you got that. You got the gun running to Mexican drug gangs.
Right.
You know, some dude buys a gun and they want to, here in America, they want to take it away from them, but you can run a bunch of guns to Mexican drug gangs and nobody's going to care.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of
Attorney General, lie to Congress about it.
Exactly.
Lie to Congress about it. And
speaking of that, who allowed the infrastructure of the cartels to come en masse into the United States?
Hey, someone who benefited from the Biden administration?
Yeah. Well, yeah, last year, what was it, $13 billion they reported, right?
Yeah, they're doing nice. Well.
Oh, Joe Biden been very, very good to the cartels. But even though before Joe Biden, there was a party that allowed the infrastructure of these cartels to, you know, entrench themselves to where they could bring in drugs, sex, you name it, into this country. Now, I admit that part of the problem, I mean, we're half the problem. We're consumers for that crap. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that it's all been facilitated because of the Democratic Party.
Yeah. The current Democratic Party. The Democratic Party of 30 years, 25 years ago, during the Clinton years, never would have tolerated a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but you read their 2008, even the 2008 crop platform. It sounds like it was written yesterday by, people at Newsmax or something. And it's facilitated. And again, you go back to this question I always have, and you know, I'm not that smart. You know that paying off politicians on the Mexican side of the border because they're always being arrested in trouble. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a stereotype. But what's the point of paying off Mexican officials if you don't have people on the American side of the border that you're paying off?
Exactly. Oh, no, it's equal opportunity. I mean, common sense tells you this. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi talked about quid pro quo. This is the party of quid pro quo.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is what's in it for me. They're not here serving the people. You know, they're serving themselves. And anytime they can open up the vault and empty out the treasury of the people's hard-earned money and taxes that they pay for this government, man, they go full force. And right now, Joe Biden is putting us deeper in debt and compromising our national security. I mean, to such a degree, Al, that we'll be writing about this. And we'll say, why didn't we see it coming? But you and I and other independent groups have been reporting on this and warning the American people.
Yeah.
But they continue to support these knuckleheads.
If you're not worried about what's going to be happening this week with the end of Title 42 and the hundreds of thousands of people that are already ready to come across the border, you need to have your head examined because this is incredibly dangerous. Not just having a mass of people, a lot of men, or like young men,
18 to 34 types.
Right.
You know,
all these different countries, a huge number of countries, including countries that don't like us and want to hurt us.
Yeah.
This is absolutely petrifying. As someone who worked for a counterterrorism expert back in the day, it hit me. You might as well have a big change armada to hit me.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think's happening right now in these communities that are going to be taking in these migrants? Because they're not going to go to Nancy Pelosi's zip code. They're going to go to these areas where there's some sort of cultural relevance, right?
Yeah.
So these Hispanic and black areas, they're going to go and they're going to flood these areas.
And wages are going to be deflated. That's what always happens. Everybody's going to get hurt. African American community, urban African American.
And watch crime go through the roof too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.